So one of the things that's helped me very much is to recognize that the primary thing that God requires from His children is not holiness. It is honesty. And it's amazing what He'll do for an honest person if he's 100% honest. The thing is, it's very difficult for most human beings to be 100% honest. Every human being has this desire to pretend, as Christians, that we are more spiritual than we really are. And even in relationships with one another, that I'm a good person, I'm a very loving person, or all types of things. I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, from all the years that I've known the Lord, if there's one thing you must fight in your life, it is being dishonest with the Lord or pretending before the Lord. Get rid of pretense from your life completely. Fight it. Fight it more than any other sin. You know, in the Old Testament there were many commandments. But if we were to make a list of New Testament commandments, the number one commandment would be, don't pretend. Don't be a hypocrite. The word hypocrite is a Greek word which means actor. It's not an English word. It was imported into the English language from the Greek language. And it means actor. So what Jesus, whenever Jesus said you should not be a hypocrite, He said don't be an actor, don't pretend, don't act something you're not. And among Christians, the great temptation is to pretend that we are more spiritual than we really are. You know the level of your spirituality. I'm not saying you should confess your sins to others. Never. We sin against God. The only sin you confess to a human being is where you've sinned against Him. But you don't have to tell your sins to human beings, and you don't even have to tell human beings how carnal you are. But when it comes to God, we must be 100% honest. You know that verse, very well-known verse in 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as God is in the light. Maybe I should turn there first, because some of you may not know it. It's a very well-known verse. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. It tells us how we can have fellowship with God. If we walk in the light. I never get tired of saying this. I don't mind saying it 100 times. Fellowship with God is the reason why Jesus died on the cross. And He wants every one of us to have unbroken fellowship with God. Unbroken fellowship with your husband and your wife. Unbroken fellowship with your brothers and sisters in the church. There must not be a break in it. You know, a break in the electric line will put your house into darkness. Just a little break. You must look at it like that. If there's a break in your fellowship with God, it's darkness immediately. You don't need the electric wire to be put 1 mile apart. Just a small break is enough. The same way in our fellowship with one another. Even if another person walks in darkness, a brother in the church or a sister in the church, let them do that. You can't change them. But you determine to walk in the light, that you will never allow the slightest bit of pretense to come into your life. I guarantee if you obey that from this day onwards in the next 1 year, you'll grow more spiritually than you've ever grown in any year in the past. So many things that limit us. Some of you are not bold to be a witness for Christ in your place of work. To your unconverted relatives. You're always seeking to please them. That's evil. I don't say that's a bad habit. It's absolutely downright evil. I put it in the same category as murder. Imagine to be ashamed to let others know that I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. To people in the office. I'm not saying you should shout it out. But don't ever be ashamed to be known as a disciple of Jesus Christ, and then your unconverted relatives especially. If you're ashamed to let them know that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, you're not fit to be a Christian. You should say, I'm a heathen, I'm ashamed to acknowledge Christ as my Savior and Lord to my unconverted relatives. Very, very important. How will they ever, if they go to hell, you'll be responsible. And I'll tell you why you'll be responsible when you see your relatives burning in hell. You say to yourself, they are burning in hell because I was ashamed to tell them honestly the truth. I don't want any of my relatives ever to blame me for going to hell. They'll say, you knew the truth, Zach, and you never told us. Yes, I did. You didn't want it. That's another thing. And the same way with the place I worked, I didn't preach, but I would always seek to be a light. So 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Fellowship with God is the most wonderful thing. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He lost fellowship with his Father for 3 hours, the punishment of sin, so that we might have fellowship, unbroken fellowship with the Father all the time. We must have a great desire, just like in the past, you sinned so easily, you told lies so easily in order to gain something, you ran after money so easily, even if it meant that you didn't have time for God, you had to make money, even if time for God was cut out from your daily life. Now we've got to change all that and say, Lord, I want to long for fellowship with you, unbroken fellowship, every moment. And if we want that type of fellowship, it says here in verse 7, we only have to walk in the light. And that the first step of that is to be absolutely honest. Don't ever try to hide anything from God. If you had a dirty thought, tell it immediately to God. He knows it in any case, but he waits for you to admit it. And I believe that is the thing that he tests us in. Will you be honest to admit your fault? You have often heard me say, when God asked Adam a question, the reply that God gave to, that Adam gave to God was to blame Eve. She was the one who gave me the fruit. Instead of honestly saying, I'm sorry, God, I ate it. That's a plain answer. Instead of saying that, she was the one who gave it to me, and you are the one who gave me this wife. This attitude of trying to put the blame on somebody else, on your wife, on your husband, on somebody in the office, somebody else, instead of honestly taking it yourself, is what kicked Adam out of the Garden of Eden. And you will be out of fellowship with God too. And it's so simple. Now I'll give you another example. There was this, one of the most evil women who came to Jesus. 5 times divorced, the woman in Samaria. She was not even a Jew. She was not descended from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. An outsider, a Samaritan. Married 5 times, you read in John chapter 4. Now today, sleeping with a man who's not even married to. And Jesus asks her one question. Tells her, asks her for one thing. Go and call your husband. I never get tired of saying this. She could have easily gone and brought that man she was sleeping with and pretended, this is my husband. Jesus is not going to ask for them, where is your marriage certificate? He's not going to ask that. Oh, but there you see her honesty. Why, what was the need for her to say, I don't have a husband? She could have easily, she did not know Jesus was a prophet, just a man asking her, call your husband. She could have brought him. That was the test Jesus gave her. Let me see, will she be honest? Will she admit that the person she's living with is not her husband? And because she said that, look at the blessing that came from her life. Imagine a woman. How would you feel if a sister came here, if a lady came here who was divorced 5 times and he knew that, and is now sleeping with somebody who's not her husband? You like to keep a little distance from her, right? Not Jesus. He came for sinners. He's a friend of sinners. And he used her more than his own disciples to bring a revival in Samaria. You read John chapter 4. The whole city came out to meet Jesus. Which of the disciples was the one whom God used to bring that crowd of people to listen to him? It was a simple woman, and the only good quality I saw in her was she was honest. Lord, I don't have a husband. She said, in that you've spoken rightly. That to me is a tremendous example of how God blesses anyone who's honest. All of us are much better than that woman. But we may not be as honest as that woman is. She has one quality where she's far ahead of the vast majority of believers I have met. Because of her honesty, she got into fellowship with Jesus. So many believers who are not divorced and who don't have all those sins in their life, they don't come into that fellowship. They are not used by God to bring crowds to Him. Look at that woman. In one day, she brought so many crowds to listen to Jesus. How many people have you brought to Jesus? I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. I'm saying, if you are honest with God, absolutely 100%, you'll be amazed to see how God can do miracles through you.